From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has touched down in Chile, bringing communications equipment for a country whose infrastructure is heavily damaged by Saturday's earthquake. Chile has asked for a field hospital and water purification systems. Some people, such as these children, whose words are translated, are wandering the streets looking for their loved ones.
Que nos vengan a buscar, por favor.
We need help to look for our father. Father, we love you very much.
Reporter Annie Murphy is moving around the city of Concepcion in the area the quake has affected most severely.
We drove by a hospital. We saw, you know, that was open. It looked like it was functioning. The radio station in town has been helping people. There are different posts set up in neighborhoods by neighborhood brigades to hand out water if it's available. And we've seen, you know, the military, too. They are making an effort to get out to people.
But Murphy also says there's been quite a bit of looting, some of it by people desperate for food and water. And the military has imposed a curfew as it tries to stop the looting and the burning of some buildings. President Obama wants rebates for U.S. homeowners who invest in energy efficiency. The White House says he will push for them in a visit to a technical college in Savannah, Georgia. NPR's Scott Horsley has some details on the program and its goals.
The president's proposal is designed to speed up investment in things like insulation or high-efficiency windows, saving homeowners money, and at the same time creating jobs for people who make or install the energy-saving products. Homeowners making modest upgrades would be eligible for a $1,500 rebate. More elaborate projects that cut energy use at least 20% could qualify for rebates of $3,000. The White House wants Congress to put about $6 billion into the program. Mr. Obama will talk about the idea after visiting a training program in Savannah, where workers learn to install solar panels, insulation, and high-efficiency air conditioners. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether states and localities can impose gun bans more stringent than areas under federal control, such as Washington, D.C. Plaintiffs in today's case want a Chicago gun ban declared unconstitutional. At issue, whether the Second Amendment right to bear arms affects the making of local and state laws or just federal laws. A Senate hearing opens this hour on how Toyota has handled safety complaints, recalls, and quality issues. This is the third time in a week that the big automaker has sent executives to talk with members of Congress. General Motors says its February sales rose by more than 11% compared with the same month a year ago. Wall Street early trading at last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 33 points and the Nasdaq Composite Index up 9. This is NPR News. Two men allegedly connected with a foiled New York subway bombing plot are due in court today. NPR's Robert Smith reports one of the men admits he planned an attack.
Denver shuttle bus driver Najibullah Zazi has already admitted to making explosives and planning an attack on subway trains in New York. Two of his childhood friends were indicted as part of the conspiracy. Now the court has to decide what to do with Zazi's father and a Queens imam that have been accused of interfering with the case. Ahmed Afzali is an imam that has been a New York police source in the past. He's charged with lying to the FBI. Prosecutors accuse him of tipping off Zazi that the feds were looking for him. Afzali's lawyer says the imam was just trying to help out the investigation. Zazi's father, Mohammed, is charged with obstructing justice. He's alleged to have tried to conceal evidence, like chemicals used to make explosives. Both men are currently out on bail. Najibullah Zazi is facing life in prison after pleading guilty to the terrorism charges. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
The leader of a global Muslim movement that promotes tolerance is condemning terrorism. He says there is no excuse for suicide bombing. He's issued similar decrees in the past. The former Pakistani lawmaker says the fatwa or religious edict is absolute. This announcement is hosted in London by a government-funded anti-extremism think tank. The Postal Service wants to drop Saturday mail deliveries in the U.S., and it wants more freedom to adjust the speed of delivery and rates. Postmaster General John Potter says the agency lost nearly $300 million in the final quarter of last year alone, and the final quarter is usually the best season because of holiday mailings. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.